for the first time since they blasted off, we got a chance to talk to the Artemis II astronauts in space.
We all wanted to give a shout out to our families first, because we are pretty far from Earth and we have not gotten to say hi to them yet.
Jeremy, I know this is your first time in space, and you're surrounded by all of these space vets. What's it been like for you that this is your first mission there?
It's just such a tremendous place to be. The views are extraordinary. It's really fun to be floating around. It just makes me feel like a little kid.
As you can see, it's tight quarters inside the capsule.
What does sleeping even look like?
Sleeping here is it's actually sort of comical. Christina has been sleeping heads down in the middle of the vehicle, kind of like a bat. Victor's been up where Jeremy is right now. He's got a nice little nook wedged in there. And then Jeremy has been stretched out on seat one, and I've been sleeping under the displays just in case anything goes wrong. It's more comfortable than you would think.
Integrity, good engine, good control.
Overnight, Commander Reed Weissman and the crew executing that translunar injection burn.
Velocity of the spacecraft ticking up.
That broke the spacecraft free of Earth's orbit.
When we got done that burn, we just kind of looked at each other as a crew. There is nothing normal about this. Sending four humans 250,000 miles away is a Herculean effort, and we are now just realizing the gravity of that.
The team sending back these incredible images of the Earth.
There's nothing that prepares you for the breathtaking aspect of seeing your home planet both lit up bright as day and also the moon glow on it at night.
Pilot Victor Glover with a message for all of us.
We call amazing things that humans do moonshots for a reason, because this brought us together and showed us what we can do when we bring our differences together and use all the strengths to accomplish something great.
And Lindsay, NASA says that the crew finally got to talk to their families today and that they are preparing for Monday's historic trip around the moon.